Yeah.
You ready? Okay. It is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, April 28, 2026. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on April 14th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is our public comment period. If there's anybody that would like to make a public comment to the Board of Works, now is your time. Not seeing anybody, so we'll keep moving. Encouragement agreements, which I'm assuming the majority of you are here for. So we'll go first to 237 West Bay Bridge Court. Yes, come on up. One of you, all of you, it's up to you. I need a name and address, please.
237.
Okay. It will be Luis Torres, and the address is 237 West Bay Bridge.
Okay. And looks like you want to do a privacy fence?
Yes.
Okay. Board, did you have any questions of?
No, it looks like there's no. Everybody else has got a private.
It looks like everybody. Are you guys the only ones in the block that don't have
privacy? Oh, both, yeah.
Okay, everybody got one.
A lot of privacy around there.
Yep.
Yeah. Department heads, you guys have any problems or any concerns?
Nothing. Everybody else has one.
Are you speaking on behalf of everybody? Or
I'm the only one that's looked at it.
Back there, but
there is a sewer back there? Yeah. For real? For real, there's a sewer back there? Okay.
But, yeah, everybody else has got a
I was going to say. Well, we'll tell you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It'll be all right.
Okay, so we'll tell you what we normally tell everybody else, and that is that if for some reason we do have to get to our utilities, if it's not an emergency, we will let you know ahead of time, and then you guys can remove the fence. If it is an emergency, we'll try to get a hold of you, but we will try to remove it as easy as we can. But it'll all be on you to put back up. Okay? Okay. Any other questions? Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 237 West Bay Bridge Court as presented.
So moved.
Okay, I motion. Do you want a second?
Yes.
Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay, so it will be over to the Planning Building Department tomorrow?
Tomorrow by noon.
Okay.
Okay.
So you'll have to go back over to the Planning Building Department to finish everything out.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
And you're free to go unless you want to stick around and watch our meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Okay. So next up is the encroachment agreement for 414 West Columbia Parkway. Come on up. Name and address, please.
Bertie Jan, 414 West Columbia Parkway.
And it looks like you also want a privacy fence,
mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay. Any concerns or questions from the board?
I see there's a question mark.
Is that like
is there a possibility of adding another area there?
On the site plan?
Yeah,
is that what you're asking
plan.
About
yeah,
the site plan?
Yeah, there's a little, like, check box.
Yes. When I spoke with Travis, I did that because originally the idea was to go to the, I believe it was the solid line, it goes further down the house. And then was discussed to go to the checked line. I guess we just hadn't decided what to do about it. It either goes to the front or the back of the garage is the only difference.
Okay.
And so the idea that was just on a square footage or linear footage is all that was. And that was just to point out that we haven't decided yet, but may or may not go to one or the other, but the difference is like 8 feet.
Well,
as far as where it goes. It's what corner of the building it goes to is the idea. That's the only difference between that.
Yeah, I was going to say, any issues from the department heads? No? Chip?
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure you're good. Lisa, you have anything else for that? Okay. So I don't know that we care either way. Just you decide which one of those two you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would say whatever the shorter, further to the back of the house was. Because that's what you would want.
The solid line is already there then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever's further back to the back of the property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the street closure. I'm sorry, try again. Nope. Easement encroachment agreement. the encouragement agreement for 414 West Columbia Parkway as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We don't, just to be clear, we don't have any utilities back there?
We have electric, but it should be good.
They should be able to get to it without having to remove stuff?
Yes.
Sewer's on the other side.
Sewer's on the other side. Okay. Cool. So then we should never have to move your fence, hopefully.
Okay.
So, same thing?
Same thing. Be there by noon tomorrow.
Okay. Be there before noon?
The paperwork will be
there. Oh, okay. Okay.
So when you take care of it, it's up to you after that.
Right. Yep. Gotcha.
It's usually first thing in the morning, but in case something happens, I don't know.
I gotcha. I just want to make sure if one of us was to be there by noon.
Nope. That
was,
you take care of it when you can take care of it.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Okay. Next up is the Johnson Meadows plat. And this is a... ...26C subdivision... Or sub... I'm assuming? One? This is for the Johnsons, a two-lot subdivision, and basically it's taking a piece of property that that already sort of had two lots, but they've worked everything in with the alley that the council vacated. When was that? I don't know when that was.
There's a water line that runs up through that alley.
Through that alley.
There should be an easement.
In the plat.
Because I thought we approved it and with the.
I don't think they should want to like it. But that's the, that's the alley. This is still a good alley, but this is the vacated alley.
Yeah, we have a water main. That runs up the vacated alley.
Up the vacated alley, yeah. And they're not planning to
turn, and then turns and goes down the alley to Madison.
I don't see a easement for that.
I believe.
And I thought there was we vacated it, but west of it.
But I think I'd have to go back and to figure out where we what we had said in the vacation.
We told them that if we had to get in there, they we still had use to.
When we vacated it?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yeah, but I don't see...
But it's not...
It's not listed on this plat.
Would that have normally been listed on the plat?
Should have been. I would have thought there would have to be some type of a utility easement.
Well, we have a utility easement along the alley, and it's not on the map.
See a dotted dash line.
In the two lots, yeah.
Yep.
Don't see... I just don't see where it's worded. It's like a utility easement there. That's the only thing.
So,
it should be.
Well, the owner knows it is because we hooked up water to that building he put up, and we was right there in that alley.
This one? The pool building?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a new owner, though.
No, same owner.
Oh, it's same owner?
They're divvying it. One owner is the kids. What they're wanting is they have that back little half they want to be able to park to back a truck into their pool park.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sorry. I understand what you're saying. You recently put water into the pool park.
Yeah, when they built that building, they wanted water.
Yes.
And we hooked, you know.
Well, I thought we had a line that ran up that alley.
We do. From Van Buren, Van Buren down to the east-west alley, and then it runs over to Madison? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just runs that part, half alley,
shouldn't there
and then
be
over.
Utility easement right
hey, Dan. Those two documents that are below vacated alley, when those are in there like that, could those be referencing the vacated alley documents?
The document.
But we don't know. I mean...
I have a red dot. What's in the...
The deed of dedication?
Or what?
I remember when we vacated it, they knew about it and they agreed that if we had to, we'd take that fence down.
Well, it's vacated and it looks like 16.
I was going to say, it's happened in the last.
It says a perpetual easement is hereby granted to any private or public utility or municipality department. And the deed of dedication.
On the plat and marked utility easement. Well, it's not marked utility easement.
So that was 2015-2016 documents. That would have been too long ago, wouldn't it, for the vacation? You said that vacation happened fairly recently?
No, that vacation happened around that time frame.
So those documents that are in there might have the...
I guess I just...
What you're talking about.
Might have the easement.
I mean, it just says perpetual easement is hereby granted, blah, blah, blah. And area shown on the plat and marked utility easement to install and later construct and renew, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was wondering, do we need to have on the actual plat that area marked as a utility easement?
Probably, because what happens if we're all gone? That's a fairly new line.
Yeah.
Right. And if we're not here to, you know, it better be marked or, you know, stated that way.
I don't see it.
The only thing is whether or not the document or the dotted line, I mean, because it shows that was a vacated easement, but at this point, should that not be just part of the lot?
It does reference the document number.
Yeah. Right,
that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
If those documents have all that information in them.
Right. I guess for me, the ease of looking at it, I guess that's probably what covers it.
Well, yeah, but I get it. I guess my question is whether or not, I'm assuming this is not like an absolute rush, they need it tomorrow. So if not, can we just double check those two documents and then find out whether or not that we're covered? Because again, to Dan's point, it does say it's granted within the area shown on the plat and marked utility easement. So that... It isn't shown, and it isn't marked as a utility easement, to your point.
Right. That's my only question. I mean, if those documents cover it, I guess so be it. When I look at roof blueprints, I like it.
Be clear.
Yeah.
Well, and again, I guess the point is with this house being so close to that easement, and with this pole building being so close to that as well, or not easement, the alley, then, you know, again, all it takes is one addition of some sort, and now you're across the water line.
Yeah. This is enough to me.
No, I got
you. I totally agree with what you're saying.
You do agree?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I would confirm all of that and be sure.
So, if you're okay with it, Lisa, I'd like to table this and just get confirmation of that. I know Planning Commission has already approved it, but... I'd like to get confirmation to ensure that our water easement, if you will, is protected. And even if it's something that I want to make sure that what they put on the side of that under the deed of dedication matches what's actually on the map versus just being noted but not, see what I'm saying? So I hate to put them through more work, but I agree. I appreciate you catching that because
that was... I think it's a big issue because they're... What the Johnsons truly want to do eventually is maybe open some kind of a store or something in that barn, but it's not anything that's immediate.
Right.
You said that's a future goal. Yeah. It's not.
And ultimately, you're probably going to approve it. You just want to make sure things are protected.
Oh, sure.
It's not, you know, it's not like you're like, well, we may not do this.
If they had that, I think we would support it and vote it through. I think it's just a matter of making sure that our T's are crossed and I's dotted for future generations, not necessarily for this, but right now, right?
Well, it's easy looking at the front and saying, hey, there's a reason there.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't know
if
I'm smart enough to look at the documents on top of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and again, like I said, both those buildings are really close to that utility, that vacated utility, and all it takes is one addition to any of those either of those buildings, and it could be over top of a water line, which is not what we want. So, having that specified would be great. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks for catching that, Dan. Okay, next up, let me pause. Are you good?
Okay.
Next up is resolution 2026-11. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2026-11 by title only.
Resolution number 2026-11, a resolution providing prior written approval of ordinance number 2026-12, authorizing prepayment of certain claims.
Leslie.
Yep, so, and Marshall, you can help me with this, but this, we need to have a resolution approved first by Board of Works.
Board of Works has to approve.
Because the ordinance is going to council tonight, and this, it's just authorizing what state statute already says on what we can prepay as far as any bills before that comes to you guys for final approval. So there are certain bills that the state says that we can pay, and I just wanted to make sure that we had it in an ordinance form, so we need your approval first before we can go through the approval process of the ordinance.
Any questions?
Just a side note, that number two, the compliance code that's referenced, that's like the State Board of Accounts, you know, accounting has to be done properly and so forth to meet. So it's not just the pre-approval. There's still things that Leslie has to do to make sure it's still sure. all in good form.
Any other questions?
Hearing none, I make motion we approve resolution 2026-11.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is some street closing permits. So the first one is for the American Legion Old Settlers Day Parade. I will admit that when I read this, it was a little herky-jerky, but I think Veronica may be in her first year of doing this or second year of doing this, so give some leeway. Give some leeway on it. But basically, the map helped clarify it at least a little bit for me. But so Collinwood, so Whitley Street from basically the park office to North Street, and then Collinwood to Washington.
On Washington from Collinwood.
And then, yeah, Washington from Collinwood to North. And then North from Whitley Street to Main Street, then Main Street all the way down to Ellsworth, which is pretty much normal.
Yes.
Just
the map helped me, John.
The map clarified it for me. I just want to make sure it was clear as mud for you guys, too. So.
Right. Well, I looked at that, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So, but Collinwood to North, I don't know if it's Collinwood to North be closed by 3 p.m. or if what she's saying was Whitley Street from Collinwood to North was closed at 3 p.m. or if you know that, Gary.
I do not know that exactly, but normally they do stage vehicles through that area. So.
I was going to say, because I think, yeah, Washington Street usually has vehicles staged on it. I don't think Collinwood typically does, though, does it?
No, not. I think she's just saying from Collinwood to North.
On Washington.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but just want to make sure. But they are using the auxiliary parking lot. I hope they are having conversations with the school about that, because we are not the owners of that. So, any other questions about that? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we accept a street closing permit for the American Legion OSD Parade on June 20th, 2026, as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is Veterans Marathon and Half Marathon. You'll notice there's not a 5K on there. Gary and I had conversations with two different individuals who wanted to kind of take over the Veterans Marathon. As I mentioned last time, we talked with Joanne. Joanne said this is who we're giving all of our materials to, and so that's who we defaulted to, if you will. In talking with Kim, she did not want to have the 5K because it was first race that she's done for Veterans Marathon and Half Marathon, and she really wanted to kind of just, because it's a shorter time frame for registration and all that kind of stuff, she wanted to just kind of keep it as simple as she can. So marathon, half marathon. The half marathon is one loop. Full marathon is two loops, the same course, if you will. So,
Yep.
Dan's sad that he can't train for the 5K. Just pull a chair around your head.
Just jump into the half, Dan. You're
yeah. Kelly will help you train. What is, are all those time frames good?
Yeah.
That we, okay. I'm anticipating we will have a Veterans Marathon meeting before that event that makes sure we have all of our shucks in the line, T's crossed, I's dotted. By the way, same thing will happen with Old Settlers Day with the festival. We'll also have a fact that I think that's being scheduled. So, but with that, any questions on the Veterans Marathon and Half Marathon?
Mayor, I know it's something we discussed with her about moving the finish line back and the start line so that it's still the same distance, but we can get Van Buren Street opened up way faster.
Quicker. Yeah. So basically, we take the course and we just rotate it. So it's still the same course, but instead of the start line being here, the start line's here, so when they run, they don't have to go all the way into Van Buren Street. They can end on Chauncey, if that makes sense.
So we can keep Van Buren opened up.
So we can keep Van Buren Street open, help the businesses, et cetera. Any other questions, comments, concerns? I'll make a motion we approve the Veterans Marathon and Half Marathon street closing permit as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Bills.
All right. I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable in the amount of $208,953.83 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated April 28, 2026 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $673,082.38 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated April 28, 2026 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $294,581.53 plus overtime in the amount of $12,467.76 for a total of $307,049.29 with pay file ending April 17, 2026.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $2,335 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated April 28, 2026 for meter deposits.
Second.
I think we have a different number.
Oh. $2,513.04.
Yeah.
What is it?
$2,513.04.
Oh, I must have added. You're just the line above. You're good. Okay. $2,513.04.
Okay. You want to restate your motion?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable in the amount of $2,513.04 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated April 28, 2026 for meter deposits.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Department reports. Mikey?
Been working up on Jeffrey Drive. We got two houses yet to hook up. That'd be Thursday because we have to bore across the street because the main, at that portion, was under the street. We didn't want to cut the street to tear them apart. So
okay.
We just shoot two new lines across the street, hook them up, and then everybody on that street's hooked up. Then we'll work on getting the sidewalks and then the driveways done, taken care of.
Rumor has it that sand has turned into quicksand.
Oh. Yeah,
I heard that too.
You know,
yeah.
If I knew that we was going to get this kind of water, mm-hmm. rain, and that much rain,
you would have waited.
We would have waited a month or so.
Yep, I agree 100%.
We only got one guy that's really complained.
Gotcha.
So, and they'll be better off once we get it done.
Yep. So after we get those last things hooked up, then once it gets dry, we pour concrete for sidewalk?
We're hoping that he'll be over there, if not next week, the following week.
If it's dry enough.
If it's dry.
Okay. Questions of Mike? Have we gotten, just as a side note, have we gotten reports of any kind of groundwater or anything since we did all the big flushing around the city?
We did out east, but SDI was on shutdown.
Okay.
And they do shut their own pipes down when they're doing work on them.
Okay.
And it was
I'm not sure they did turn their water on, but they were the only ones that complained.
SDI was?
Yes.
Cool. Well, that's good. Wonder if social media will have something else to say, but okay. Thanks, Mike. Chip?
We had downtown cleanup this Saturday. We had 40 volunteers, which is a nice thing, showing people really care about our downtown and community. Still hawking. I bought a sign that says sale here that I'm spinning in front of the jail trying to liquidate that. So if you guys hear any complaints, just know it's me in a gorilla suit doing it.
We do have interest coming in, just yes. For the record. We haven't gotten a proposal, but we've heard of multiple firms that are probably going to be submitting a proposal.
So. And I know we did. I just got an email. We have a lot of interest in the Westgate. A lot of contractors taking plans, so that's
cool.
Good.
That's great.
Other than that, just day-to-day fun stuff.
Question to Chip. Thank you. Matt.
Opening day went very well. As you can probably read on Facebook, there's a lot of people that enjoyed that coming back. First round of games got canceled out yesterday, so they had them tonight, though.
The field's dry enough tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And we had a little glitch with Rave, but I called Gina, and she was able to help Melinda and Andrea out, so it all went well.
Gotcha. Good.
The pool tile guy, Darren, he is there today. He's going to be working late tonight since we have rain scheduled the rest of the week. He's just trying to rebuild those tiles around the pool so we can start filling it and getting it ready for Memorial Day weekend.
And Matt, not to keep interrupting you, but I'm assuming there's a way to dry that before the rain comes and make sure it's solid.
The tiling?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What they do is they have a backpack blower.
Oh, okay.
And so when the only thing that they will not do is what they call a mud bed, and that has to cure. So there's three different cycles of curing that they have to work through.
Okay.
And but to get this thing started today and get going,
yeah. They
used a backpack blower, blew it dry,
gotcha. And
then started.
Okay. Cool. Great.
They got about 3 days left, he says,
okay. To
finish that. We have interviews this week on tomorrow and Thursday for the two open spots. And other than that, it's just day to day.
Question the map. Thank you. Toby.
Air compressor from Breathing Air is at their facility. They do like a pre-inspect before they ship it to us. We're expecting the next week or two we'll get delivery of that. The new engine is set to be delivered to South Dakota. Should have been there by yesterday. That's where they'll place the box on in the pump house and finalize some of the build process. And then Ladder 107 was picked up about a week ago. And it still has an active leak. They have parts on order. They're saying a 6-week lead time. So with that time, it's still an in-service vehicle. We decided to bring it back here, and we'll hold on to it until they're ready to start doing the service work on it. So that's all I got.
Question to Tuppy.
No more trucks. Not working.
Oh, there's still plenty not working.
Oh, right.
They're just in service.
Okay. Oh, we need to hear from Tom.
Yes, I know. See, that's why we have Toby here tonight. Right. It's all positive with Toby.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mike.
Our office building received its new roof last week. That went well. During the storms last night, the on-call person found one small leak around one of the pipes that had been taken through. So I guess one of the rubber boots probably just needs an adjustment to it or tightened up a little bit. So I recommend take care of that. Waiting on a new BFD for sludge pump for gravity belt thickener. And I got a quote today back from one of our headworks pumps to get it repaired. That's going to be in the neighborhood of $52,000 to repair it. But it's over $100,000 to purchase one. So
yeah.
We're going to go ahead and repair it maybe one more time. After that, we're probably just going to have to replace it. And we started our second round of biomonitoring. We'll see how this goes. First sample went in, second sample will go tomorrow. Hopefully this one makes all three.
Yeah. Question the mic. Thank you. Kelly.
We helped electric department finish up tree removal for the year yesterday. Got all the logs picked up and hauled away. So that should be done. We have crews starting on ADA ramp replacement. Jason started working on that a while ago, but he was on vacation last week, so back on that now. Then we're doing daily work orders and patching streets and running the sweeper. Next Monday's limb pickup, and then we have planks pickup on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So. Questions to Kelly? Thank you. Gary?
All right. Officer Jansen, Officer Bedwell completed their field training, so they'll be working the road and helping fill in shifts until the next academy class that they'll be going to is in August or September. By that time, Officer Blocker and Officer Garman, or Didion, will be released out of their FTO, hopefully, so it'll just be a switch of people because they graduated on the 24th, Garman, Blocker, and Didion, so welcome them back, and they're starting their FTOs. Lots going on. Mm-hmm. We also hired another guy, was a lateral, worked here about 8 years ago, worked here for 4.5 years, Scott Lindeck. So he's going through the PERT process now. He should be starting here soon. He is coming aboard. He still has uniforms from when he worked here before. So, and they still fit.
And they still fit. Wow, that's impressive.
So Leslie swore him in today.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he'll be working, doing the FTO process while he's waiting on the approval from them. So he's going to do that as a reserve status. So, working out good. Chris is real happy because it's easier to cover the schedule. So
yep.
He's real happy. Everything in dispatch is going good, smooth. We had some lights that weren't working, but they've since been fixed above each workstation, so you know when they're on a call or talking with an officer on the radio. Gearing up for the summer. First Fridays in the farmer's market start in May, so it's going to be start the busy part of our summer downtown events. And then we've got three interns from the Whitley County Consolidated School. We got one in dispatch and two in working with the police department. Continue to get stronger with kids from the school that are coming and doing internships.
Yep.
Pleased with that.
Question of Gary. Thank you. Kira, do you want to introduce yourself? So, year in school, what academy, and then what the youth council did.
Yeah, so I'm Kira Buckles. I'm a sophomore at Eagle Tech Academy. At our last meeting, we went to Quessy Northern Heights, and we taught the fifth graders there how a bill becomes a law, and we were able to do an activity with them where they got to create their own bills and decide whether or not that it's a law.
Great. Question of Kira. Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Leslie?
Update on fire truck financing. I have quotes now from everyone except for Star. So present that depending on when we think we're going to get it, either the 12th or the last meeting in May so that we can get everything rolling. But we have final numbers, so we're good to go there. And then I did reach out because I don't know if anyone knows when the farmer's market officially starts, but I did talk to Chris today because we weren't sure if it's this weekend or next, so I did call and left a message.
Okay, I did get something from Jennifer.
Jennifer.
we're going to have to check it out, but I think they ended up... I will answer your question between the next 2 weeks.
That's fine. We just don't have a street closing, so we want to...
Oh, we don't. No. Okay. Yeah. I thought we approved that. We must not have.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Is that it? I'm sorry.
That's it.
Okay. I was gone for majority of the day at Mayor's Institute down in Indianapolis. Had a lot of really good conversation about legislative stuff as well as some different workforce development and security and there's a whole host of things, AI stuff, which is really, really interesting. But... Thursday, I'm going to be up at the Potawatomi Inn just for a hot second, welcoming the IMMA, the Indiana Municipal Managers Association, as a part of my AIM duties. Friday is First Friday, and lunch with the mayors that day as well. And so I know people are raring to go for that. I don't know what the forecast is, but I'm going to say sunny and 70 degrees. And then... Say what? Yeah. That's what I'm going to say.
And as a reminder, next Tuesday, City Hall is closed for Election Day. So get out and vote. And Matt, I don't know if you mentioned, are you guys still hosting something next Thursday, a week from this Thursday, at the park, the IPRA thing?
That has been moved to September due to lack of interest.
Gotcha, okay.
It's kind of the busy season, and okay, so nobody's going
to
show up.
I had it down on my calendar, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, National Day of Prayer, so I know there's this thing I'm going to be participating in at 7 a.m. on the east side of the courthouse, and they do some other things. And then Friday we get to pick our new youth council members coming in. So lots of things happening. US 30, we are trying to put together our US 30 planning, like Whitley County Planning Group meeting again, just as a checkup and stuff. We have downtown steering committee meeting that got moved. There's all kinds of things happening. But again, I think a lot of good positive momentum. So. Dan?
I have nothing.
Lisa?
I have nothing.
Anything from the audience?
Just making my rounds.
Okay.
Good to see you guys.
Very good. Thank you. And we have no media, so we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.